Welcome in, everybody, on this Monday morning. So great to have you here. It is Monday, March 9th, which I can't believe, you know, post daylight saving time. That's always the trigger for me that we are entering finally the time of spring and renewal. And I'm so glad to have you here on this Monday Motivation episode of the Investing in Real Estate show. And thanks to all of the new listeners. I've seen our download numbers just go through the roof lately. So thank you to everyone who's looking to make a change in their life. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. If you are new to the show, we publish this show 3 times a week. And today we're going to be talking about something that's near and dear to my heart. But before we do, I want to thank today's sponsor, a new sponsor to the show. And I'm super excited about them because this is something that I read every week. It's a newsletter, and I think it's one of the best real estate investing newsletters out there. It's called Morning Invest. So if you go to their website, morninginvest.com, and you sign up, it's very simple. You just put in your email, and they will deliver a great real estate investing newsletter to your inbox. I think they publish Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And they're really funny, and they do a lot of really creative things, but they cover investing. And they cover the trends in the market, current interest rates, what's happening in different housing markets across the country. So they also cover international news as well, what's been going on in Italy and some other housing markets. So I really enjoy reading it. It takes you about 5 minutes to get through it every day when you read it, and you will thank me later. Again, it's Morning Invest. So MORNING, morninginvest.com is the newsletter. Go sign up today. You will thank me later. All right, today's episode, I want to talk about having a backup plan. I recently made a post about this, and it was highly trafficked. I had so many comments, people who agreed with it and just said, you know, that's a great idea. It's just hard. It's hard to do, to take that leap of faith with something. So what I want to talk about is the idea of having a plan B, a backup plan. And there is, on the historical record in Norway, famously, when the Vikings would go into battle, there's plenty of evidence that shows that they burned their boats on the shorelines. Now, famously, they also had funeral pyres that they would do for the deceased. That's not what we're talking about. In fact, scholars, Norse scholars from the Norway museums, have said that there is countless evidence of them pulling their boats onto the sandy shores and then setting them on fire so that they couldn't go back. And I think that that's a good metaphor for going into battle, going into a new project, starting something new in your life, and committing 100% to that project, committing 100% and not having a plan B. I think plan B is an absolute disaster. What I think it does is it reframes your brain to always be thinking that you have a safety net. When you know you have a safety net, it's amazing the lack of effort and attention that you will put into the project or task you're currently working on. So many of you are small business owners. Many of you are starting your own business. You'd like to make more money working from home and doing things that keep you off the road and commuting 2 hours to and from work every day. You want to improve your life, but you have a plan B. You have that safety net. I had a person recently write to me telling me that they would like to quit their job, but it's too much of a safety net for them. And I want to remind you that a job, a 9-to-5 job, is not a safety net. It's golden handcuffs. A safety net doesn't exist when you work for somebody else. You are at the mercy of, you know, your 401k being controlled by somebody you're not allowed to even touch. You are making someone else wealthy, working for somebody else. And if that person wants to let you go, then you're out. What kind of a safety net do you have then? Then you maybe get 2 weeks of severance pay or something like that? That's not a safety net. A friend of mine, longtime friend of mine, who used to work and write for the USA Today, just was laid off this week. He was a technology writer, Ed Begg. Good friend. I've known him for years. We would cover technology stories. We'd be at Apple events together. Always a really, really great guy. And they just decided they're done. Gannett newspapers, you know, just cut them off. They're done. And now he's, in his mid to late 50s is starting again. That's not a safety net. Just one day on a Friday, they tell him they're done. So when you start a new project, when you're looking at making a change in your life and you want to become a writer, you want to start a business, invest in real estate, you want to do something, then you've got to commit fully 100% and have no plan B, have no backup plan. I was so impressed in our private Financial Freedom Academy, which is our members only group. We have some amazing people in there, and I love the stories that they share. And one individual, I will name her name, Marilyn. Marilyn, if you're listening, I'm really proud. She posted in the Financial Freedom Academy private group how she started listening to this show, I think about a year ago or a little over a year ago, didn't even know what a self-directed IRA was, took action, and now she's just bought their first property, rental property, and she committed to it. She and her husband on the path, no plan B, no backup plan. They said, we're all in, we're going for it. And they did, no backup plan. So what are you working on right now? What are the things that inspire you on this Monday? You're kicking off your week. What are the, you know, is it the, you haven't really told anyone about the project that you'd like to do, right? You'd like to write that book. You'd like to start that business, that online business or whatever it is, right? There's something that's speaking to you right now, investing in real estate. You want to buy your first few properties, but something you're not fully committed to it yet. There's like a safety net idea that you have in the back of your head. Like you'll kind of go 50% and you'll only use about 50% of your energy. When you commit to a project and you have a backup plan, you have a plan B, you're setting yourself up for failure. You will not succeed. I'm here to tell you that. If you have a way out, you will fail. So look at the areas that you're scared of, nervous about, and run right towards them. Because when you run towards fear, what happens? It dissolves. Anytime you run towards fear, it dissolves. So as you approach this springtime, post daylight saving time, and we're entering this time of renewal of spring, and you know it's a time to reflect on your New Year's resolutions too, the things you wanted to accomplish this year. Now we're 3 months in now, right? Are you on path? Is there one foot kind of holding you back? You're in one camp, but you're in the fear camp, and the other foot is moving you forward, and you kind of want to do it. You know you want to do it. It's speaking to you every day. It's like gnawing at you. You know how it gets. It's gnawing at you. I know what how I feel when I want to work on a new project. Oh man, I'm like a dog with a bone. You cannot stop me. And I never come up with a plan B. Either I do it and it fails, or I don't do it at all. That's the message I want you to have on this Monday. Go out there, everyone. Take action. Become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.